Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Talk to me about Leonardo DiCaprio and why we chose this.
Well, he's in a new movie, a new Martin Scorsese movie, who he collaborates with very frequently. He's probably one of Martin Scorsese's muses, called Killers of the Flower Moon, which is about, I'm going to bastardize this because I haven't seen it yet, but my understanding is it's about this tribe in America, Native American, that struck oil and got really rich off it, and then the white people were like, absolutely the fuck not, we need in on this, and started like marrying into them to basically like kind of do them out of their fortune. The reviews are supposed to be very good. It's over 3 hours long. That's dominating a lot of the conversation as well. I think Leo's performance is getting a lot of kudos. From what I understand of his character, he ends up marrying one of the Osage tribes, so he's kind of like Dylan vibes, villain, anti-hero vibes. Again, not sure, haven't seen it. Will see it. Will you see it?
Probably not. Is it in the cinema?
It is in cinema, but I was going to say, you haven't been having much luck with the cinema lately, so.
No, but I will say we have a voucher that they like comped us. The next time we go is free because of the whole Oppenheimer incident. So Mark literally was like, is there not in the cinema? But I think over three hours is a long time to be in a room.
Very long.
Just sitting down like. I do kind of like his films. I don't know if I like him particularly, but I do generally like the films he engages in.
Okay, let's unpack that. Why don't you think you like him? Did you ever fancy him? No.
No.
I never got the fancying thing either. I'm going to be completely honest. And I'm not actually just saying that to be contrarian. And I don't know if it's the age I am. I don't know if I was older, maybe I'd get it more.
Maybe.
But
I get it, but like I don't know.
I'm also not saying he's like he is obviously like very stereotypically handsome. He's not my type, girls, right? I'm not his type either because I'm not 25 and I'm not fucking blonde, so that's fine. We can all just admit things.
It's like I put him in the bracket with Brad Pitt, and it's just like I think we just missed the boat a little bit because we were just children, like when they were at their peak gorge, era. We were like 7 or whatever. I remember in college for some sort of module they got us to watch Catch Me If You Can, I think.
Yes, yeah.
And it was fucking class, and I'm obsessed with Catch Me If You Can, and I will watch it anytime it's on. I'm watching it. I think that's such a good film.
That is just such a classic telly movie, isn't it? Like if it's on the telly, we are seated, girls. We are sitting down and we're going to watch.
We're jumping in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think what else I've watched is. I used to find The Beach really scary, but I think that's more just from the All Saints video. I don't actually think I've ever watched The Beach in full.
What's The Beach?
Take me to my beach, hear it calling you. You know that beach in Asia that they've had to close off because it's become such a tourist destination because it was in the movie? He's like an American tourist and he gets captured by I'm just going to Google the plot because I'm going to.
I've never heard of this.
Annihilate this. This was another. This used to be on TV very regularly. It's Danny Boyle.
Why have I never heard of this?
Richard, a young man, travels to Thailand and finds himself in possession of an odd map. Rumors state that the map leads to an island paradise. Accompanied by a few friends, he sets out to find it. It's him. Tilda Swinton's in it. I don't really recognize any of the other people's names. No one else I'd personally care about anyway. Okay, it kind of gives me scary vibes. You don't need to know anything about it. It's fine.
Okay. Do you know what gives me scary vibes?
What?
Titanic.
But how do you mean?
I'm terrified of the Titanic.
Well, obviously, yeah, the fucking thing sank.
Movie.
The movie.
I think I watched it. I don't know what age I was when I watched it, but I was like fully traumatized by it. And like, it's just so fucking sad. Like, it's so depressing.
It is very sad.
I can't watch it. Like, I had a fear of water for a large portion of my life. And I think the whole image of like being in a room and water rising really like upsets me. And like watching it, and I remember there's like a particular scene where there's like they're putting kids to bed, like knowing that they're gonna die and stuff. And it was like, I was like, I fucking hate this, and I never want to watch this ever again. The love story, I didn't give a fuck with the love story. It's just all so depressing and so grim.
Yeah, I don't have the same affinity with Titanic that I think some people do. Like, I don't like.
Yeah.
I get it. I think it's like an incredible feat of cinema. I think Leo is very good in it. I think Kate Winslet is very good in it, but like I'm not. But again, is that just the age I am? Is it a generational thing? Perhaps.
Yeah, it came out before we were born, didn't it? Like, oh no, just after, 97.
Just after.
I've watched Shutter Island twice.
Love Shutter Island.
Yeah, since me and Mark got together maybe, or like in the last like 3 years, I've seen it twice. And like, it is very good. The first time I was like, well, what the hell's going on here? Second time, quite good. Talking about things
that other people are talking about.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.